Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig's present. Mr. Perello?
Yep.
Mr. Perello's present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. And Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. And Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present.
Okay, motion to approve the April 13th special meeting. I'll make it. We have a second?
I'll second it.
Any changes or discussion on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, there were no bills to pay, so there's only one resolution authorizing the execution and delivery of certain documents with respect to issuer 2017 and 2017 tax-exempt and taxable bonds issued for the benefit of the Center for Discovery. Oh. A motion?
So move.
That was Joe, and who's second?
I'll second him. Ed.
Ed. Okay. Walter, why don't you bring everybody up to speed on this?
The Center for Discovery is seeking a release of certain funds which are in excess of the funds required by the bond purchase agreement, being held in an interest reserve account that relate to the 2011 bond issue. And in order to release those funds, which we estimate to be about $1.2 million, the bond documents need to be amended. If you recall, at the IDA meeting last month, the IDA adopted a resolution on a policy-wide basis authorizing the execution of any document to change financing terms or defer payments, but the issuer of these bonds is not the IDA, it's Sullivan County Funding Corp. So it didn't fit within the resolution that was adopted to handle this type of situation last month. I can provide more information if necessary, but that's the basic request.
So, Walter, are we doing we're taking action related to the center only, or do you want to do a...
Center only. These are on bond projects. Bond council wouldn't rely upon a across-the-board resolution, and this is the only two bond projects where we've had a request for a payment modification. So it relates only to the 2011 and 2017 bonds.
Any questions or discussions on it?
Oh,
I just want to, for the record, I don't know, Walter, if I recuse or what the right term is for me. Although I'm not on Nana's House board anymore, I had been this entire time, plus Joe's, my husband's firm is also involved with a transaction with the center, so it's probably better that I am just recusing.
Well, before you do that, if I do that as well, because I have a shirt.
You're still okay. I have Mark, okay. Mr. Eagle, and Mrs. Laughlin has abstained, which leaves six members to vote on the resolution.
Okay.
Walter, what's the reason why they had that retainer, the residual money flow in the account? What's the reason for that?
Well, anytime there are bonds that are issued for projects that have not been started yet, the money goes into like a trustee's account and then paid out as the projects are completed.
Okay.
There were 30-odd projects, if I remember right, involved in the 2017 bonds. Virtually every building on Main Street in Hurleyville, for example.
Okay.
And as part of the collateral security for these bonds, the bondholders required that a certain amount of interest reserve be established from the bond proceeds.
Okay, I understand. So uh-huh.
When we issued the bonds, Joe, the 2017 or the 2011 bonds, there were actually six series of bonds. There were five tax-exempt bond series that totaled about $69 million. And a taxable series of slightly under $900,000. From 2011 till now, the center has made regular payments of principal and interest on those bonds, which reduce the amount of outstanding future interest. So the interest reserve account, which was established when they still owed $69 million, is overfunded.
So this is like a security type of thing.
It's a absolutely only a security type of thing.
All these projects are all finished and no liens against them and stuff like that?
We wouldn't have visibility of that. That would have been the job of the trustee.
Okay.
But all of the amount of bond proceeds that were not dispersed at the original closing in 2011 have since been dispersed. So I think it's reasonable to assume that the trustee did their job and that the projects are complete.
Okay, thank you. Let me get that whoever's coughing. Don't sound good.
Now you're a doctor.
I'm very observant. I can tell you anything you want to know. Listen, I examine pigeons. I treat them. I operate. I stitch them. Just come on over. I'll round you up.
Is that how you send your money around the town?
Okay. On that note, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Or abstain, rather.
Susie and Howard, I've marked you as abstaining, and I marked everyone else as voting in favor of the resolutions.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Any public comment? Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye, aye.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.